This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. The Calcutta High Court has ordered a CBI investigation into the rape and murder of a doctor at a medical college and hospital in Kolkata. The court has asked the police to hand over all documents to the CBI immediately. Earlier, the High Court asked the state government to submit a status report on the investigation. The court also questioned the delay in recording the statement of the former principal and asked what the state government is doing to address the concerns of protesting doctors. The Federation of Resident Doctors Association has announced the extension of its indefinite strike to protest after their meeting with officials from the Union Health Ministry failed to bring about any resolution. Resident doctors at government hospitals across the country went on an indefinite strike yesterday to protest the incident. Rallies are being carried out across the country under the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign as part of the Independence Day celebrations on Thursday. The campaign is being held across the country till the 15th of this month to bolster a sense of patriotism within citizens. Under the initiative, the government has urged people to hoist the tricolour at their homes and take a selfie with the Tiranga and upload it on the Har Ghar Tiranga website. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar flagged off the Har Ghar Tiranga bike rally from Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning as part of the campaign. Union Ministers Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Ram Mohan Naidu, Kinjarapu, Kiran Rijiju and Mansukh Mandavya were present on the occasion. The rally ended at Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium. In Bihar, five people have been killed when the car carrying them fell into a roadside Son Canal in Dawood Nagar, Aurangabad district. The sub-divisional police officer of Dawood Nagar, Rishi Raj, said that from FSI, it appears the driver lost control of the speeding car and the vehicle fell into the canal today. He informed that the incident took place near Chaman Begha village on the Barun Dawood Nagar Canal Road. All the deceased were residents of Patna district and they were returning home after performing puja at the religious site Gupta Dham in Sasaram. The Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, TRAI, has mandated that access service providers stop voice promotional calls immediately from all unregistered senders or telemarketers to curb the increasing number of spam calls. The communications minister said that if any unregistered sender is found to be misusing its telecom resources for making commercial voice calls, they will be blacklisted by the originating access provider for a period up to 2 years. It added that no new telecom resources will be allocated to such senders by any access provider during the period of blacklisting. The ministry also said that all the unregistered senders using telecom resources to make commercial voice calls to citizens shall be migrated to the distributed ledger technology DLT platform within 1 month. The central government has invited 400 elected representatives, including women representatives of Panchayati Raj institutions, as special guests for the 78th Independence Day celebrations at the Red Fort in Delhi. Meanwhile, the Panchayati Raj Ministry is organizing a national workshop on women's leadership in panchayats in New Delhi tomorrow. The workshop will explore challenges and opportunities for women leaders in panchayats, showcase success stories, and discuss strategies for enhancing women's participation in local governance. All invited Panchayati Raj representatives will participate in this workshop. Union Minister of Panchayati Raj, Rajiv Ranjan Singh, and Minister of State for Panchayati Raj, Professor S.P. Singh Baghel, will felicitate the invitees tomorrow. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today said India is supportive of democratic processes all over the world and expressed confidence that New Delhi will be able to work with the new President of the United States, whosoever it will be. The minister was speaking on the evolution of India-US relations and the Indian diaspora in the US. On evolution of India-US relationships, the minister said Indian diaspora has been a very positive factor in the bilateral relationship. He noted that H-1B did as much as the Cold War to shape India-US relations. On being asked about his view of the world, Dr. S. Jayashankar said that the world is going through an exceptionally difficult period. He added that in this tough scenario, there will be a rebalancing of relationships. The Big Cricket League BCL, a franchisee-based T20 event that will offer aspiring local players a chance to play alongside the cricketing heroes, has joined hands with the national broadcaster Prasar Bharati in a landmark long-term deal. The inaugural edition of BCL will be held in September this year in Lucknow. BCL will be broadcast live on DD Sports across the country, and Prasar Bharati will also be promoting the league across its network. And with that, we end this news bulletin.